Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news of the gospel with you, the love of our Lord and the joy of Jesus Christ. I want to welcome everyone who's tuning in tonight. Welcome to all of our beloved, our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated. And for those of you that are just getting home, mahalo for tuning in as you make your way home. You know, tonight is, I want to give a very special shout out. And this is going to go to our boys in Annex 1 out at OCCC. We just had a wonderful time with them this past Saturday. I want to say, brothers, we're going to see you again next Saturday. We're going to be spirit-led and spirit-filled once again. I know that some lives were changed that night by the word that was shared. Our sister Miley and sister Lynette and myself, we enjoyed ourselves so much having the opportunity to be with you, my brothers. And as you know, God is still in control. You know, earlier that day, we were able to get in finally to Module 11 over there at OCCC. And you guys keep up the good work that Brother Dave started. Keep those Bible studies going. Lift each other up. Encourage each other. Be the brother that God wanted you to be. Modules 3 and 4 at OCCC, we hope to be there this evening at about 6:30 to share the gospel with you. And, of course, Module 20, I know most of you guys are already on the work furlough and out working. Keep up the good work there, my brothers. Keep it right. Keep it tight. But keep walking in the light. And then for Module 13 with Brother Justin and Brother Scott carrying the torch there, keep leading your brothers. Bring them to the cross. As Pastor Barry Naoni shared this morning when we were on our sister station 95.5, The Fish, with the ever so lovely Wonder Woman, Dawn of a New Day O'Brien, he says, bring the loss to the cross at any cost. That's Pastor Barry Naoni. He's going to take dibs on that. He's going to own that. From Door of Faith, Nanakuli, out on Haleakala Avenue in the west side. Pastor Barry, we love you. Thank you for going to Arizona with us. But we also want to give a shout out to our Wai'ava boys. It's a third Wednesday coming up, brother, so that means we won't be up in Wai'ava. Someone else will. I think Pastor Virginia. Bless her. But we're going to be up in Halava. To our brothers up in Halava, had a wonderful time with Pastor Scott this past Friday. Looking forward to seeing some new faces this Wednesday. And to our sisters that are out there in OCCC, we're planning to be out there this Thursday. Couldn't be there last week Thursday, but we're going to be there this Thursday. Got a new praise and worship DVD made by a good friend of producer Tim Shea of the movie Epic Journey movie that just premiered this past Friday. He's also the director of the movie you might have seen earlier this year, ending of last year, called Suing the Devil. Good friend of his, Dave, made this DVD, and it's a wonderful piece of work. We're going to be bringing that with us to OCCC. And to our brothers in FDC, poor thing, what happened? Lockdown yesterday, boys. Oh, he's all amped to go. We just finished two power-packed services at the Free Inside Church at 300 Willakina Drive. That's First Assembly of God, Wahiawa, for you folks that don't know. We have services there with Pastor Scott Sonoda at 8 a.m. and 10:15. And yesterday was very special. We had invited the families from anyone who was incarcerated in Saguaro to come. We were filming that service. Specifically, we're going to be sending that video back to the men in Saguaro. Wonderful service. It was the same team that went up to Saguaro and Red Rock the other week. It's the same prison ministry. We wanted to share with the congregation. We wanted to share with our fellow members and body of Christ that attend our church what we do, how we roll when we go. And the comments ranged from everything from, man, I didn't know you could sing, to, wow, you guys have a lot of energy, to, what's the weight load on the stage right there? You guys look kind of heavy up there. But Pastor Barry, Brother Robert, and even myself represent that last remark. But a lot of people say they want to get into shape. We consider round is a shape, according to our geometry teachers. But we had a wonderful time at service. It was Spirit-led. It was Spirit-filled. You could feel the Holy Spirit in the room. We ushered the presence of the Lord in with our praise. You see, you praise God for what he's done, but you worship him for who he is. You praise him with your lips, but you worship him from your heart. And when you usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit, because it says, when two or more are gathered in his name, and we had about 350 people there, thank you very much. But we had people jumping in the aisles. We had people dancing. I had tutus in the back dancing hula. I had kids in the front bebopping. You know, it was just the Spirit of the Lord. The joy of the Lord was in the house. And when the joy of the Lord is in the house, you know there are strongholds that are going to be broken. Chains are going to be unchained. Shackles are going to be shaken loose. And bondage will be broken. And sin, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. But anyway, yesterday was such a wonderful service. And I know those people that were there on Mother's Day, a very special day. And Pastor Scott shared a very impactful message of Samson, of how he went from being a servant of the Lord, being a vessel that God used, to being a prisoner. His eyes had been gouged out. He had fallen away from what he knew. He had fallen away from the church and from God. He had fallen so far away. But if you remember, it was in the temple when they were parading him around, something like a circus performer, if you may, a circus animal. They were mocking him. They were laughing at him. And he said, my God, if just one more time you could give me the strength I had, if you could remember me, my Lord. And the rest is history. As he asked one of the men servants to put him against a pillar to rest because he was tired, he prayed that prayer to God. And God gave him the strength that he once had when he walked in step with our Lord and Savior. And he continued to break the two pillars, to push the pillars, to shatter the pillars. He killed more in that one day than he did in his whole life. But Lord, sometimes we make that prayer, Lord, just remember me one more time. Remember me one more time. You know, today our message that the Lord had placed upon my heart is called Breath of Life. Breath of Life. You know, I want to give a shout out to all of the other pastors and the ministries that do go into the prison. You know, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. I want to give a big shout out to Chaplain McGuire out in Saguaro, Arizona. Also, Pastor Garcia and Chaplain Thompson, Brother John Naola. Keep up the good work, my brothers. We're coming back, and we're going to be coming back harder and stronger than ever. We're not going to let the work that the Lord started go to waste. We're going to continue to build on that. But I just want to thank everyone that's tuning in tonight and listening. You know, the Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, a vision to reach the lost, and the vision to reach the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to all those that are incarcerated in the facilities here on Oahu, and even those facilities in Arizona. Mahalo for tuning in. We have a website. It is www.freeinsideministry.org. For those of you who like to listen to the radio broadcast, they're all located there in a podcast format. You could listen to them right there, or you could download them, whatever your heart may choose. But there are some great messages. We have some great interviews, and this week we're going to have an unbelievable interview of a family that has seen the hand of God in their husband and their daddy's life, going from where the devil had taken him to the depths of hell, where he tried to kill his very own wife with his bare hands. And he stopped, but he had inflicted serious, serious damage. He's in Saguaro right now, but that's not the end of the story. You see, God is using this man in a powerful way in Saguaro. And there is forgiveness in the family. Now, only God. I can only have those two words. But God can take all things and use them for the good. Romans 8:28. We also have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry, and an email address, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. If you need to reach me, you can get me at 808-222-2822. Drop me a line. Let me know if you listened to the program, if it's helped you or a loved one in any way. Our anchor verse is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. And he goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." You know, my brothers and my sisters, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is 99.5 FM, The Word. The program is Free Inside. We're on Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 10 p.m. For those of you that have your sword, and I pray that those of you who are able to have access to a Bible have one for you, for yourselves to read, for yourselves to battle the enemy. Because if you don't have your sword, you're not going to defeat the enemy. It's kind of hard going into battle without the right equipment. But I want to start off, if we could, in the book of Isaiah. We're going to be in chapter 43 in the book of Isaiah, and I'll be jumping around just a little bit. But if you can turn to the book of Isaiah 43, and I want to start off in verse 18. And then I'm going to be jumping down to verse 25, but all in the same chapter, Isaiah 43, verse 18. "But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed." If you go on to verse 25, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. That's incredible. See, because that leads me right into verse in the book of Romans, and I'm going to be reading out of the Jesus book. In Romans chapter 8, verse 38, that coincides with the last verse I just read, which was Isaiah 43:25. "Eschew about this. No more nothing can make God stop loving us guys. No matter if we stay alive or we make. No matter if we get angel guys or leader guys in the sky. Or if we get spirits with power that go against us. No matter. Whatever stay happening now or going to happen bye-bye. No matter. You get guys with power up there inside the sky or get guys down inside the ground with the power. No matter. Get all the kind things that God would make. No more nothing that can hemo us from God so he no love us no more. Because us guys stay tight with Jesus Christ, the special guy God would send, and he our boss." You know, this sets up a platform. This sets up a little foundation where I want to go very briefly today because, you know, a lot of times we don't understand the power that our God has. We don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't understand who God really is. You know, sometimes we try and put him in a box, but God does not fit in a box. Sometimes we put God and we try to put God in the corner. God does not fit in a corner. Everything else will fit in a corner, but your God is your existence. Your God is your reason for living. Your God is the reason you're alive. Your God is the reason you are on this earth. Your God, my God, our God is the Alpha and the Omega. Our God is the author and the finisher. Our God is the bright and shining morning star. Our God is the creator of all living things. Our God is God, period. There's nothing else. Our God is just simply God. You see, I talk about living waters. I talk about waters in the dry wastelands. And that just leads us, you know, when you're out in the desert, the one thing that you think of is water. When we were recently in Arizona, it was very hot. I told the team to start hydrating. We left on a Wednesday evening from Sunday. I said, start hydrating. Because my brothers and my sisters, if you wait till you feel thirsty to drink some water, you're a little late, okay? That's kind of like if you only pray when you're in trouble. Let me go real slow. So my brothers and my sisters that are listening can understand that. If the only time you pray is when you're in trouble, you are in trouble. It's just like hydrating. You cannot wait till the situation to try and prepare for the situation. It's like going to school knowing you have a test on Thursday and it's in your math class and you're in high school, we'll say 10th grade. So you comes to class, class is at 10 a.m. At 9:45, when the bell rings, your other class empties out. You go into your math class. It's now 9:49. Class starts at 10 a.m. and you want to study for your math test. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen because you're not prepared. You're not prepared for what you knew was going to happen. Are you feeling me? Do you understand where I'm going with this? How can you know if you're going into the desert, if you know that you're going into an area that's very dry, it's very arid, in the high 90s, where we have gone before and know what an experience like that will be, sharing that with team members who have not been there and telling them adamantly in love to hydrate, to drink fluids, to drink Gatorades, to drink water. You need to have an abundance. You got to be like a camel, okay? You got to be like a camel. You got to get the hump on your back. You got to be drinking these fluids in so that they're already in your system, amen? So that when you start feeling overheated, you will have some reserves in your tank. You know, you don't wait till you run out of gas to go to the gas station, right? You don't wait till you stop on the side of the freeway and figure, wow, I should go get some gas, boo. Well, it doesn't work like that. You have a gauge in your vehicle. You have a gas tank. You have a gauge that tells you full or empty. We should have that same type of gauge, that same type of indicator in our spiritual tank. We should be able geared up and ready for battle every day. And when we feel like we're spiritually low, we need to bury ourselves in the Word. Drop the remote, get off of the couch, get on the table, and read the Word of God. If the world delivered you to where you are today, the only thing to get you out of where you're at is the Word of God. I promise you that, my brothers. You have to know if you're going to rely on the world to get you out of your incarceration. And may I share with you, my beloved, that the incarceration is not the physical manifestation of what you're in. Whoa, Bula, that's some big words, physical manifestation. Let me get real and let me get down. You're not locked up, okay? You're not locked up because of the word. You're locked up because of the world. And if you want to get out and you believe that what got you in is going to get you out, I better pray for you. I better bless you because you're going to be there for a while. And that's okay because if you're happy where you're at, my brothers and sisters, if you enjoy being incarcerated, my brothers and sisters, if you enjoy someone telling you when to go to sleep, when to wake up, when to eat, what to eat, when to go to the bathroom, when to go into the yard, when to watch TV, if you appreciate that, if you enjoy that lifestyle, God bless you. But if there's anybody out there listening to Brother Bula tonight, if there's anybody out there who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, put your ears close to the radio. Turn up the volume a little bit. I've got a word that I want to share with you that is going to change your life. We're still in the book. We're in the book of Ezekiel now, chapter 37 in the book of Ezekiel. It's called A Valley of Dry Bones, but I'm going to be in verse 4. That's where I want to start off, my beloved. Ezekiel. In the Old Testament, chapter 37, verse 4. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord said. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will breathe into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Further down in verse 14 in chapter 37 in Ezekiel, I will put my spirit in you and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. You know, it's like if you saw somebody and you were say we down Makapu Beach, right? And get one guy, he looked like he's not doing too good in the water. Look like he's ready for drown. Now, when we pull him out of the water, you know the boy turning a little bit blue already. He's going to look like he's going to be Maki Dai dead. Do we just stand around and say, oh, we hope you get better. Oh, you know Jesus loves you. No, you get down right there and start doing some CPR. You're going to have to give him some mouth to mouth. You're going to have to give him the breath of life, to bring him back to life, because he's faltering right now. He might not be in a situation where he's going to make it. So you have to get down there. You have to pump his chest. You have to put your mouth over there. You have to give him the breath that he needs so that he can survive, or he is going to die. Are you with me, my beloved? Look what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a situation that we're all too familiar with, where someone is in the ocean, someone is having a problem, and someone comes up on the shore. We pull him up on the shore, and he's ready to die, but we know what to do, and that's called CPR. That's so simple. I don't know how more basic I can make that. Right here in the book of Ezekiel, the Lord has said that he is going to put a breath into you and make you live again. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, the next time that God comes down to earth, it's not going to be pretty. But right now, right here, right where you're at this time, at this appointed and anointed time, for a time such as this, the Lord has his helpers down here. You see, God is reaching down from the heavens. God is reaching down from the sky. He's got his hand stretched as far as he can, man. And he's saying, Bula, Bula, Pastor Virginia, Pastor Bird, Pastor Keith, Pastor Scott, Pastor Kwan, Pastor Barry, can you guys help me? Miriam, can you help me? Can you help me? I need to reach those. Eva Lunny, can you help me? Marianne, can you help me? Angel, can you help me? Reach those. They need my breath of life. They need to be brought back to life again. They are living in the dry wasteland. They are the dry bones. You see, once the Spirit of the Lord inhabits you, once the Spirit of the Lord is inside of you, you will be brought back to life. There's a lot of us out there, my brothers and sisters right now, that are lost. There are a lot of our brothers and sisters that are dying a slow death like the dry bones. They have no sustenance. They have nothing to keep them vibrant. They have nothing to keep them energized. They have nothing to keep them going. They have no hope. But in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. You know, by the grace of God and at the cross, we leave it every day. But it's because of the blood that was shed on the cross. Because there's power in the blood. That said, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And you see, that's what we're talking about today. The breath of life, the breath of air. I don't know where you at. I don't know what you've done. I don't care what you've done, but I care what you're going to do, because you're listening to Free Inside Ministry right now. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where you've been, but I care where you're going to go, because you're listening to Free Inside Ministry tonight. And tonight is the night of salvation. There is no tomorrow. It's guaranteed to anyone. My brothers and my sisters, what I'm telling you is the Lord is reaching down. He has all of his faithful servants coming into the prisons, coming to share the good news, coming to share the message of hope, that you do have hope and a future, as said in Jeremiah 29:11. But we're reaching. We're kind of like holding hands with God, and we're reaching out to you, and it's kind of like you're at the edge, man. And we're saying, hold on, hold on. We want to give you the breath of life. We don't want you to fall into the pit of hell for eternal damnation. Choose God. Choose life. Choose to worship him. And it says already that nothing can hamper you from God's love. And you know what? I'm in the prison 6 nights a week, my brothers and my sisters. I'm doing 8 to 9 services. I'm not boasting in myself. I'm boasting in my Lord, because it takes a supernatural God to give me supernatural energy. We come in love. We come in with the peace of the Lord. We want you to have what we got. We got what you need. What you need is the peace that surpasses all understanding. What you need is God's grace in your life. The only way your life is going to get better is you got to stop being bitter. You got to let it go. You just got to forget and drop it, man. I can do all things through Christ. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. My brothers and my sisters, I'm getting excited for Jesus. I'm getting jacked up for Jesus, because I know there's somebody out there who's listening tonight. I know there's somebody who's going to be changed tonight. And it's not about religion, my brothers and sisters. Listen to me, man. It's about a relationship. That's all God wants. He just wants a relationship. He didn't come talk about religion. He didn't say, go build my church. He said, build my kingdom, my brothers and my sisters. What more do you need to know except the path to righteousness is through Jesus Christ? The only way through the Father is through Jesus. You've got to confess your sins. You got to confess your sins to Jesus. You got to ask for forgiveness. You got to claim him as your Lord and Savior. And that's all it takes. It doesn't take a big checkbook. It doesn't take a big donation. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Oh, my beloved, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with God, with good. You see, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I wish I could just reach out and hug you right now. I wish I could tell you that God wants you. God wants to hear you. God wants to talk with you. You see, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Because the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. But I leave you with Romans 8:28, my beloved. I talked about it earlier. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Nothing can hem you from the love of God. I said that earlier. We have to love the Lord our God with all our spirit and all our mind and all our body and all our soul. My beloved, the one thing I want to leave with you tonight, I don't know where you're at. You could be sitting on the edge of your bed. You could be sitting on the edge of your bunk. You could be looking at the ceiling in a prison right now and wondering, why me? Woe is me, why me? Can I just ask you to try and do this tonight? Look up in heaven, say to your Father in heaven, say to Abba Father, say to Daddy up in heaven, why not me? Why not me? You have a plan. I have a hope. I have a future. You're not going to harm me. That's what Brother Bula said, Jeremiah 20:11. What's your plan, Lord? I want to serve you. I want to give it a shot, God, because everything I've tried so far, the pipe, the bottle, the broken relationships, the abusive relationship, the life of stealing and mugging and thugging, it's got me here, God. I want a better life. I want a better life for my kids. I want a better life for my family, but it's got to start with me, God. I know that, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. God, can help me. Help me. Help me, Dad. Come on, man. I just need some help. I want to get out of here. I want to be free. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, because he who is free indeed. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Just want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We're going to be back tomorrow night. I got a great program set up for this week. Bless you guys. And I just want to say that, you know, God loves each and every one of us. He doesn't love any one of us any more, any less. He loves all of us. We're his children. That's our daddy up there. Daddy wants to hear from us. Reach out to him tonight. Pray to him. Talk story. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Ahuyo. Bless you.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bula Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.